So if you go to our Facebook page this morning, you'll see a video there. There's a five-year-old kid. Parents were at a wedding at a museum. Mm-hmm. They say that they were off camera where the video surveillance captured a kid going up to a statue, and he was kind of messing with it, playing with it, and all of a sudden it comes teetering over and darn near falls on top of him.
Ooh,
yeah. Broke it. So they talked to the artist. He goes, I don't have time to recreate that. It's beyond repairable.
Yeah.
It's $132,000. So the museum sent the parents a letter saying, because of your negligence, mm-hmm. You are responsible. You are the negligent party for $132,000.
Right.
The parents like, I don't think so.
Right.
Their defense is that it wasn't like bolted down to a column or something.
It doesn't have to be bolted down.
It doesn't have to be
bolted
down.
I mean, if you go to, there are many museums in the world with art that is priceless, and mm-hmm. it's within arm's reach. So if your kid happens to have a crayon or something, and you're not there to keep them from scribbling over Van Gogh or right. something,
oh my God, could you imagine?
That might be on you. But there is a lot of art that's within arm's reach.
Yeah.
I wonder how many minutes. I saw this and said at least 3 minutes or so that he was unsupervised.
Yes.
I would think, though, I don't think that they deserve this bill.
Right.
Because either with the wedding, you took out some sort of insurance,
mm-hmm. right.
or as a museum with this article isn't priceless, but it's expensive,
sure.
that you have some sort of insurance to cover something like that, or you have some sort of rules or something in place
yeah.
that you can't leave your children unattended.
Or a glass enclosure over top of it.
It's yeah. not going to be over everything.
Right.
I mean, you can't do that for every piece of artwork.
No.
Yeah.
And this isn't odd to have a wedding at a museum. I know you've probably DJed
Absolutely.
Some, Jay. I've DJed some there. And, you know, it is open to basically the guests. But, I mean, you got to watch your kid. I'm not saying that the parents are bad or anything. They're at a wedding. They're socializing or anything. But you can't blame the museum for it. It's not their fault that they didn't bolt it down or, you know, keep it more secure.
Yeah. Not,
I mean, if it would have hurt that kid.
Yeah, well, exactly.
If, who do you think would be negligent then?
Well, I mean, if I was the parent, I would feel like I left my child unsupervised. Like, you glance around the room,
right.
like you do at your house, and it's like, oh, I need to cover yeah. these electrical, you know, outlets or whatever
yeah.
To keep my kid safe. I mean, you have a fence around your pool, you know, like
yeah.
you just do
locks on your windows.
Yeah.
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 That's a good point, though. If the kid was hurt, the parents would be probably going after the museum.
I would think so.
And maybe they will now. Because
fell on my kid. Because yeah. the museum says this is not one of our hands-on rooms. We have those rooms where it's hands-on exhibits and you can touch and play
yeah.
and that type of thing. This definitely was not one of them. And
Here Ooh, that's
comes.
A tough one.
Look, I know.
He was trying to give it a hug. It's so cute. I mean, it's horrible that would happen, but it was so cute. He just wanted
yeah.
to hug it.
I mean, some people have a different read on that. Like, no, it looks like he's trying to pull it down, not hug it.
That's
yes.
what it looked like
right.
to me.
Yeah. But he's a kid. He's just playing. I get that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think? Watch this video and tell us, who do you think's at fault here? Who's the negligent party? Is it the kid with the parents that aren't necessarily within grasp reach
yeah.
to pull him back, or the museum because they didn't secure it? There's not somebody standing next to it. I don't know.
Or the people who chose to have their wedding in museum.
Yeah.
Just be more thoughtful.
Blame it on the bride and groom.
Yes.
Tell us, who's at fault?
Danielle.
Feelings.
Who's at fault?
I think the parents are at fault. I mean, I've got 3 kids under the age of 6, and if I'm going to a wedding, especially one where there's expensive artwork around, I'm not letting them run around unattended. That's not coming out of my pocket. At the same time, though, the museum should probably have insurance to cover this. But the parents have to be found liable some way.
Hi, Michelle. What do you think?
I think it's the parents' fault. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you didn't want to have to turn around and constantly watch your child at a wedding, then you should have hired a babysitter. That's your child. That's your responsibility. You should take full responsibility for what that child does.
It's tough because yeah. having kids, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd almost hurt that child. But then again, like, where are you, mom and dad? I know you people get distracted. I get that. But come on.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
kid's touching a $132,000 piece of art.
They should post the prices.
There you go.
Great.
That was only $40. You can touch it.
Yeah.
Micah, who's at fault, the museum or the parents?
Well, the operative word here is negligence. If the museum has a history of this same type of accident happening at this same place and they didn't do anything about it, then they would be at fault. But if that parent was being negligent and not controlling their child, then they're going to be the one that's at fault.
So I guess the good news is if I go today and knock something over, it's hey. Happened before.
Yeah, there you go.
Get a few bucks.
Yeah, if you see Dana in Kansas, we'll know why. Thanks, thanks, Micah.
Have a good day.
You Bye. Too.
Hi, Tony. What do you think about this?
I think it was you that brought up the good point that the museum should probably have insurance. And I think that the parents were negligent. Maybe they should be responsible for the deductible on the insurance, maybe $5,000, maybe $1,000. There needs to be some pain involved. It was their kid. They weren't supervising him. They need to do something.
Yeah, I
but
agree.
But $132,000 is...
A little steep.
Yeah.
And who puts the price on that? The artist?
I saw the statue, and I don't see $132,000 there myself.
That poor artist disagrees. I'm with you, Tony.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call him poor at $132,000.
Right.